Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate February 8th. If you're cruising through space, stay away from pulsars. They're nasty. They produce deadly radiation, and their gravity rips apart anything that gets close. From many light years away, though, pulsars could be handy. A pulsar is the crushed core of a once mighty star. It's heavier than the sun, but only as big as a city. It spins rapidly, beaming energy into space like a cosmic lighthouse. We see these beams as pulses of radio waves or other forms of energy. Young pulsars rotate dozens to hundreds of times per second. Their pulses are as regular as clockwork, and astronomers are using that precise timing to look for gravitational waves, jiggles in space-time caused by the motion of heavy objects. In particular, they're looking for waves produced by the mergers of supermassive black holes. As the waves move through space, they cause space itself to shrink and expand by tiny amounts. That changes the distances between objects by a tiny amount. And that's what astronomers are looking for. They're using arrays of radio telescopes to watch mini pulsars. By changing the distance between Earth and the pulsars, gravitational waves would change the timing of their pulses of energy. The change is tiny, and so far, astronomers haven't detected any gravitational waves this way. But they're adding more telescopes and better detectors to the effort, using the pulses of dead stars to hunt for giant black holes. We have more about pulsars in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.